7:32. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night and joined on the line by Deputy Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat Leroux. Morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Okay. Give us some of the highlights of last night's meeting.
Yeah, so we had a somewhat brief agenda last night. We had about seven items, six of which were actually heard. The first item the commission took up was an application at 63 Oak Ridge. It is a application under the state's 830G Affordable Housing Act. This is a house that was originally that the building department knew about. It was a two-family, and they illegally sublet it. So they're coming back now and trying to legitimize four units in total there. And in doing so, they're offering the town two affordable units in exchange for the permission to have a four-unit building on the site. The applicant ran out of time to address a lot of the building code issues, so they converted it to preliminary, and the commission gave them guidance on what they expect to see in the future, such as code-compliant plans for the building department and an additional parking space on the site to help mitigate some of the parking issues on the street. And then that applicant will go back now and work on that and hopefully come back with a plan that could be approved in the future.
Okay. What else?
Second is a repeat application we saw over the summer. It's 16 and 0 Lakeview Drive. This was a wetlands and open space violation of a subdivision from 2004. The property owners in the association, they got a dock approval from the first selectman's office to put on Mianus Pond and didn't go through the process of going to wetlands, and then also decided to put a walkway and path down to the water in the open space. The result of that was a little bit too much. It was definitely disturbance in the open space and in the upland review area of the wetland, but it was also a violation of the language of the declaration restrictions for the open space. So the applicant has come back now asking the commission to consider a more passive path through the open space to access the dock. The commission seemed, in principle, okay with the proposal that they are going forward with, a more passive path. Now the applicant needs to go to the wetlands agency and address their open space violation and the dock approval. So the commission is in position right now to issue a recommendation to the wetlands agency, and then this will be back at a subsequent meeting for hopefully final approval.
Okay. Looks like the next one, 249 Valley Road?
249 Valley Road is on the other side of the Mianus Pond, and this is a two-lot subdivision that's looking for preliminary subdivision approval. It's on the water side of Valley Road, which, if you've been up there, is sort of a narrow strip of land between the road and the water. They are trying to fit two lots in there with a small open space area. The commission moved it forward under preliminary, but had some strong reservations about the construction technique of any houses that would go over there and the disturbance that this project could represent on the environment, but also changing the landscape of the land given the topography and its proximity to the pond. So the applicant will have to go back and get wetlands approval. And they're also proposing an actual house, which is a little different than most subdivisions. And that actual house that they're proposing to build would need some setbacks because the optimal location that they want to pick doesn't meet the minimum setbacks in the zone. So they will also be going to the ZBA and coming back for a final subdivision approval again in the future.
Okay.
62 Mason Street is one that we've heard a few times. It is a moderate income housing. That is the local regulation regarding workforce housing. The applicant is proposing seven units, two of which would be moderate income under the local regulation. The applicant has been working with the commission on things like architecture and access to the building. The commission generally came to a consensus that accessing this site from the parking lot, the town parking lot to the rear, or another location probably isn't optimal. It doesn't accomplish the goals of saving some trees in the front yard or the street tree. So the applicant has been willing to shift the driveway to the north a little bit further Still losing the linden tree on the street, but protecting the magnolia tree and a town maple tree that's also on the frontage. It also may actually save the town parking on the street, which right now is two spaces in front of this building. So the applicant is willing to address those edits, and they're going to come back on the meeting on October 15th and ask for commission's final approval.
Okay. 40 West Elm?
40 West Elm is a change of use from a residential unit to an acupuncturist. This building and site is underparked under the current regulations, so the applicant was here asking the commission for a waiver of the parking requirement. The commission did see fit to grant that waiver with the limited activity that the acupuncture use was proposing, which is somewhere around two clients at a time and one practitioner. So they granted the waiver of parking and the approval of the change of use last night. And lastly, this is 77 Sherwood Ave, also known as the Chieftains or the former Gimbel Estates up in the northwest corner. And one of the property owners in the Chieftains unit is asking for an addition to their building. The building itself, it's a very nominal addition, but the condo association up there is actually a cluster, and they're not actually individual lots, but they're condos. They're detached units, and there is a restriction regarding separation of structures of 60 feet. The applicant was asking for 59 and change between their structure and the neighboring structure. The commission originally made a motion to approve it with that that slightly less than 60-foot dimension. That motion failed to carry, and they redrafted their motion and voted to not allow the incursion and keep the 60 feet, along with the applicant acknowledging that they need to fix some open space violations that they did themselves. So that moved forward I hate to say variance, but the varied separation between this building and the abutting building at Chieftains.
Okay, so it sounds like a lot of action, but really just one approval.
Two approvals.
Was Sherwood Avenue that considered an approval then?
Yeah, it was at first it failed to carry, and then they recrafted their motion and made an alternate approval.
All right, good. All right, let's see, Pat. And I know Hamilton Avenue had been withdrawn. Is that coming back at all, or is that out?
That, from what I understand, that's not coming back.
Not coming back. Okay, good. And what can we look for in the future, next meeting?
So we have a very short, uncharacteristically short meeting on the 15th. We have a subdivision at 6 Smith and 25 Pear Lane in Greenwich, and the change of use proposal at 75 Holly Hill for that's an office building that wants to put a daycare center inside. 62 Mason, which I just spoke about, will be back on the 15th, and a two-family proposal at 81 Bible Street will be here before the commission.
All right, and what's the update on the two big ones out there, the Greenwich Plaza as well as the POCD?
So the POCD, we had a meeting a little over a week and a half ago with the public, just getting input on our latest draft. We had a lot of great feedback. A lot of it was the same critique that the commission and Katie and I had on the POCD draft that we submitted out. So we are taking those comments and considerations in and working on a final draft. I don't have a estimated date of when we're going to release that, but I expect within the month we'll probably have a near final draft that will probably be put up for consideration.
Okay, and Greenwich Plaza, when's that back before you again?
Greenwich Plaza, we tentatively will have that on the October 29th meeting. They are working on basically the architecture. I think, as you are well aware, the municipal improvement was withdrawn from the selectman's office until further notice, but the work that the plaza is looking to do at the train station side of the south side of railroad and the south side of the tracks is all on their private property, so none of the MI content really has anything to do with the proposal for construction that they have with us. Those are all essentially separate issues. So they're looking to move forward with a preliminary decision on a redevelopment for the whole train station area. And then if they so inclined, they may go back to the whoever the selectman is after the new election and negotiate something else regarding the lease.
All right, great. Pat, thanks very much. A lot of good stuff from last night. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony.
Bye-bye. That's Pat LaRoe, Deputy Director of Planning and Zoning, about last night's P&Z meeting.